This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today with the aforementioned stuff on shelves. Technically, all that stuff is called retail inventories, what companies big and small keep in stock to sell to us. And managing that stuff has been the bane of many a business, also big and small, over the past couple of years, as we have reported, I believe, with some regularity on this program. It's a great expense, all that stuff, buying it and storing it, so the more efficiently companies can do it, and the more astute they can be in knowing what we want to buy, the better. And now, finally, a lot of retailers have managed to start selling off their extra stuff and getting their hands on goods that they have been unable to get previously as they try to strike a normal pre-pandemic inventory balance. But overall, inventory levels are still pretty high, 17% higher in October than a year ago, so says the Commerce Department. So Marketplace's Sabria Minashour took a look at how businesses are trying to wrestle with the long arms of the pandemic economy.
There is this plant you may have seen on TikTok or Instagram. It's called Monstera Albo, big green and white leaves with slits in them. Anyway, it was all the rage for a while, sometimes selling for hundreds of dollars.
Have been really popular for the last 3 or 4 years, and we sold out every month.
Perry Jang is the owner of A Plant Shop. That's his actual name, A Plant Shop. He sells rare and uncommon houseplants on Etsy and eBay. I have, full disclosure, bought a plant from his store. It is still alive. So Jang stocked up on this rare plant, and then
just within like 30 days or 60 days, the demand just quickly just dropped.
He was stuck with the plants in his basement. Plant sales do go down in winter, but he's still trying to whittle down his overall inventory to match demand.
Inventory cost is really high because you have artificial light, water, labor. It's not like paper boxes you can put there and sit there forever.
Inventory management is a problem many a business is facing this year.
Furniture, appliances, home furnishings, electronics.
Brett Ryan is senior U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank. General merchandise stores have it the worst, but other sectors still have the opposite problem.
We still have very low inventories of cars, trucks, parts.
Every sector seems to have its own story about why it has too much or too little to sell, says Ryan. In housing, there was a shortage last year of lumber, so sellers ordered a bunch more. But then interest rates pushed the housing economy into the dumps, and now there's plenty of lumber. Zach Rogers studies supply chain logistics at Colorado State. He says retail is moving in the right direction.
Holiday sales have been strong. Consumer shopping has been, relatively decent. And so we have really gotten through this sort of big lump of inventory that was sitting in the systems in the spring and the early summer.
That said, inventory is still too high. So what do stores with too much stuff do? They do what plant retailer Perry Jang's going to do.
Probably we'll do a big sale soon.
Time to get more plants. In New York, I'm Sabri Benashour for Marketplace.